This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. It is impossible for me to overstate the magnitude of the bombshell that dropped today from IG Horowitz, which outlines a pattern of treason inside the FBI involving multiple FBI agents, which was carried out under the leadership of James Comey, who is a treasonous deep state operative. Now, this report is damning at so many levels. Let me give you just a taste of what it says. Number one, it found that multiple FBI agents accepted bribes from the corporate-run media, you know, CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, that variety of media. They were bribing FBI agents to leak information to them in exchange for food and event tickets. So these FBI agents, they were fabricating leaks in some cases. In other cases, just violating national security laws and leaking information to the press in exchange for food and concert tickets. I mean, this is how little the FBI actually values America. That FBI agents would sell out their own country and commit treason for concert tickets. And that's just one finding in this report, which is just full of bombshell after bombshell. We also know that James Comey now used an illegal secret email account on Gmail to conduct FBI business, which, of course, is illegal. He did that to hide information from the federal archives, just like Hillary Clinton did. And remember, this report was supposed to investigate why did James Comey cover up the crimes of Hillary Clinton and her illegal email server. That's what this report was all about. And it found that the FBI not only engaged in a pattern of corruption and cover-ups to exonerate Hillary Clinton when she was committing felony crimes and obstruction of justice and far more, it also found that one agent, Peter Strzok, actually texted his lover, Lisa Page, that he was going to, that they were going to stop President Trump. When Lisa asked him in a text, and I'm paraphrasing, she said, "Trump's not going to become president, is he? Is he?" And Peter Strzok replied something like, "No, he isn't. We will stop him." And then this is the same couple that talked about an insurance plan to stop President Trump. And they did this. They carried out their threat of treason, by the way, by exploiting their power, abusing their authority and position to pursue a deep state coup against the United States of America. This is a serious crime of treason. And as I pointed out in a video on counterthink.com, as much as I support everyone's right to have a fair trial and to be able to present a defense of the charges against them, let's not beat around the bush here. One of the penalties of treason is the death penalty. It's the death penalty. And these people need to be charged with treason. And I think they're guilty, but let's let a court decide. Let's let them have their day in court. But you see, the American people are sick and tired of Washington, D.C. bureaucrats and FBI agents and DOJ people and lawmakers getting away with serious crimes and never being held accountable, because they understand, the American people understand, that there's a two-tiered justice system and we're sick of it. And we expect these people to be indicted and prosecuted and charged with treason. That's what I expect. In fact, that's what I demand. Now let's go over some more of what they found. They also found that there was a concerted effort to cover up Hillary Clinton's email server crimes, that the FBI backburnered the entire investigation in order to focus on what? Oh, the Russia investigation, which was a made-up hoax by the deep state. They made it up. There's not a shred of evidence to support this ludicrous idea that Trump somehow colluded with the Russians to steal the election. The very people claiming this are the deep state operatives inside government who were pro-Hillary leftist operatives who themselves were stealing the election or plotting to, attempting to. They tried to carry out a coup, a political coup, against the United States of America. They tried to overthrow the election. They tried to overthrow the president. They tried to steal the votes from you and me and everyone who voted for Trump. They attempted to do that. That is treason, my friends. And that can get you the death penalty if you're found guilty in a court of law. And these people need to be brought into court. They need to be prosecuted. There's so much more to this. We're talking about a pattern of conspiracy, a pattern of treason inside the FBI involving multiple agents who took bribes, who colluded with the media. And it also makes you wonder then, which members of the media were colluding with the FBI to also commit treason? And should these criminal members of the so-called media, which isn't even really a free press anymore, it's just a deep state extension of the left-wing propaganda machine, should some of those people also be indicted for their role in this treason against the United States of America? I think the answer is yes, and I've said so for quite some time. I think there are people who are pretending to be journalists who are actually deep state operatives, and they're working for CNN, and they're working for the Washington Post, they're working for MSNBC, and these are probably the very same people who were bribing FBI agents to leak false details to them, sometimes false, sometimes true, in order to try to overthrow the presidency and nullify a Democratic election. These people, as well as the FBI, may be guilty of treason. You see, you either have the rule of law in America or you don't. These people tried to overthrow the government and they failed and they got caught. You know what the penalty is if you try to overthrow the government and you don't succeed? Usually in most countries throughout history, you get executed. That's what happens in most countries. And that's why treason carries the death penalty in the United States. Because when people are that insidious, they're that evil, that they would try to betray the will of the people, that they would threaten the very fabric of democracy, that they would try to damage public faith in the voting system to where people realize that their votes don't matter because there's a bunch of deep state operatives in Washington who are going to nullify your vote anyway. That kind of damage to the institution of democracy, in my opinion, deserves the death penalty if you're found guilty in a court of law. And that's why treason carries the death penalty, and that's why it should be applied here. There are people involved in this who are now being exposed, who I think have forfeited their right to continue to exist as Americans. That's how serious this is. You try to overthrow the country, you try to nullify democracy, you threaten the entire country with your criminal conspiracy actions, you don't deserve to be an American anymore. You don't deserve life in America. You deserve to be subjected to prosecution for treason. And that is what I am calling for, and I know many others are as well, because we the people, we're fed up. We are fed up with this two-tier justice system. We are fed up with all these crooks in Washington getting off scot-free for their serious crimes against America, while the prosecutors like Robert Mueller target citizens with made-up crimes and bankrupt people and throw people in prison for doing nothing compared to what the FBI was doing every day for years, carrying out this attempted coup against America. Where is the system of justice being applied? And why isn't it being applied to these deep state operatives? That's my question. Where is real justice in America? Because right now, there's not even a hint of real justice in America. We're losing our country. And if the federal government wants to have any remaining faith from the people, any trust in the FBI or the DOJ or anything, the court system, these deep state operatives need to be indicted, prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. The same weaponization of the federal government that's used against the people needs to be used to root out these traitors right now. Charge them with treason, give them a fair trial. If they're found guilty, give them the death penalty as is allowed by law. That's what needs to happen in America. And only then can we rest assured that we have something resembling a system of justice in this country. Catch more of my video reports at counterthink.com. and read my website, trump.news or newstarget.com. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.